Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for August 15, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. An exciting day. It's my birthday today. How about that? But you know why it's an exciting day? Because it's not my birthday. It's Nipsey Hussle's birthday. I've been seeing on Instagram all these dedication to Nipsey Hussle's birthday. Hey, long live Nipsey. Happy birthday, buddy. Where's mine? I got no aspiring rappers saying, hey, Justin. Hey, long live Justin. I guess I got to die in a strip mall parking lot to have that happen. Although I did see Nipsey Hussle, if you're not familiar, when he died and they put up the vigil, like in the strip mall that he got shot in L.A., they just put candles on I've never seen so many candles. Like when somebody dies, they put the balloons and the little teddy bear and the flowers. This was like all those Jesus candles, all as far as the eye could see. I don't know if it was like photoshopped or what, but it was like, I was like, wow, I've never seen anything like that. So who am I to say that I'm anywhere near Nipsey Hussle? When I die, I would just like Pete for you to 5 Jesus candles. I don't know if I need 500, just 5. One would be fine. Just make sure there's a Jesus candle. That's all I care about. Celebrating tonight after we're doing an extension 720, truncated one, and going to go out. I think I've convinced the wife to get ramen. She is not a ramen fan, right? And I like it. So I don't know. That's about it. Every time I'm like, hey, hon, what do you think about ramen? I get a no. You know, so now on my birthday, I'm trying to play the, you know, I think when I was younger, I was like trying to play for more interesting things like sex. But now it's just like ramen. You get older, you get 45, you're like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's my birthday and I get one thing and I think I want ramen. And I don't want like the microwave ramen. I want the one where there's like bamboo shoots and half eggs, you know, and some chicken in there and it's spicy, the whole bit. I want to look cool doing it too. So that's what we're doing. I think still tenuous. We'll see. We'll see if I can get how much I can charm her, even though it's my birthday tonight at 9 o'clock or whatever. All right. Let's get to it. I had a weird experience for my birthday. I'll be honest about this. So this morning or yesterday, Pete can attest to this. I was fiddling around with Facebook because I was like, you know what? I don't necessarily want Facebook up in my business. I watched that documentary on Netflix about data, and I'm just done with that site. Like many Americans, many people around the world, you're just like, all right, enough, right? So I don't want easy clicks. Right? I don't want Facebook to get easy clicks off of me. And happy birthdays are easy clicks. They get so much traffic generated around and able to do so many different things that they're making money off you don't even know about because somebody says happy birthday. So I went in and took my birthday off of the page. Like, you don't get it. So there's an option that says you could say birthday is just for you. You can just see your birthday. My God, great. The next two times I logged into Facebook, they were like, before you do anything else, blink, 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 do you realize that your birthday is tomorrow? And do you realize that you are the only one that can see it? Do you realize? Like, they're really going out of their way to tell me. And I was like, leave me alone. So this morning I got up. I was like, and I got, you know, at 8 o'clock or so, came into work. I checked out Facebook. Nothing. No happy birthday. It's like I didn't exist, right? And you know what? I felt bad. Isn't that weird? I was like, man, I don't know. I have this thing in my life where I'm always like, I always have shied away from birthday celebrations. This isn't like my thing. Like I'm very skittish. I didn't do anything that everybody has a birthday. I didn't do anything to earn it. Your praise for you to say something about me on a happy birthday. What is that? But I was like, you know, and then I was sitting there and there was like no feedback. There was no one saying happy birthday. You know, I got the requisite, like, you know, call from my mom. You know, my son said happy birthday on FaceTime. And that was it. So I'm just sitting here like, And so I went in and I changed it back. I went in at 9:30 and I'm like, well, maybe I'll let the public see it's my birthday. Isn't that crazy? Wasn't it dumb? What does that say about me, right? It's like some sort of attention whore who just couldn't figure it out. But now I feel like the world is at ease. I am getting a slew of happy birthdays from people I don't know or that I once encountered telling me to make it my best year ever. And now I feel more complete and whole. I'm going to get ramen later, so it all works out. All right. We're already going too long. Let's get to it. Here are the headlines. So everyone's talking recession. And not just about my hairline. Holla! Nah, who am I kidding? There's no hairline to recede anymore. As of this recording, the Dow is down, which is gross. So who takes the blame when the economy struggles and stalls? Because Trump takes credit when it's going well. But who's held accountable when trade policies, I'm sorry, wars, fail and tank the whole thing? China? Yeah, sure. Let's go with China. Sounds about right. Joe Walsh, this dude. You remember this dude? The former congressman from Illinois turned talk show host went to the New York Times for an op-ed telling the right that it's time to run a challenger against President Trump in the primary. He said, quote, Trump was unfit. I don't know. If Joe Walsh is telling me that Trump is unfit, I almost has the opposite effect. You know, now I feel like, why is Trump unfit? Why is Joe Walsh telling me that? I'm with Trump. Like, if there's one person you despise more than the president, it's Joe Walsh. So you're like, oh, man, don't make me choose. Don't make me choose. But beyond just personality quirks, are the right-wing conservative voters not getting what they want from this president? I feel like they are, right? I'd be afraid to see what they want their candidate to stand for. No abortions and no women whatsoever. All women, gone, banished. And forget about God in the schools. We want God in our fast food. Like, what else is there? Speaking of the president, sources are saying he convinced Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to block two congresswomen, Omar and Tlaib, from entering Israel as part of the congressional delegation visit next week. Trump hates the two Muslim congresswomen and he wants to punish them. They've both been critical of Israel's treatment of the Palestinians and our country's involvement in that. So naturally, ban them. So it's not enough for the president to try and ban Muslims from coming into our country. Now he's urging other countries to do the same. I mean, they're elected officials in the United States of America. What are you doing? If you're going to follow the logic that the president has thrown down, wouldn't Trump be banned in Germany, France, Britain, China, South Korea, Vietnam, the whole continent of Africa, Canada, Afghanistan, Puerto Rico, California, Baltimore, Chicago, and any place that people of color live? Damn, he'd be banned from the White House. I don't get it. I don't understand how this is probably the most un-American thing that a president has ever done. But I guess it just keeps piling up and keeps piling up. Nobody cares, or I guess the Trump supporters are like, good, you don't like something, you can't go there. Think about that for a second. All right, I'm done. I'm done with Trump. It's my birthday. How about this local story about the kids who tried to steal a car in Lake County? Did you see this? The homeowner came out of the driveway while they were trying to steal a 2011 Audi from the driveway. He shot a 14-year-old kid in the head. The others drove away. They were caught in Chicago after a chase down the expressway. Now, due to a strange state law, the police are charging everyone who was in the car for the murder of their friend. The law says that if you are committing a crime and one of your cohorts is killed, you're on the hook. And in this case, it's murder. But they were stealing a car. The man who shot the kid had a registered gun and said the kid lunged towards him and he feared for his life, which, listen, I think the whole carload of kids should be charged for their crime, right? No doubt there should be some sort of car thief, jacking, car stole, you know, something that's going to include prison time. But murder? They're going to go to jail for life because they were trying to steal a car? I don't know. Seems fishy to me, right? It's luckily seems fishy to the Trib and others as well who are raising concern because this law seems like it was built to fail. I can't understand. We talked about this on Mincing Rascals today. It's built for like the two guys who rob a convenience store and then the convenience store clerk, either way it works. But let's say that the guy who goes in, one stays in the car and one goes in and he shoots the convenience store clerk and kills him. The guy in the car is on the hook for murder. And the same if the convenience store clerk kills the guy, then. But this is not a felony charge. And secondly, there's no violent, like there was no there. I think they're saying that the guy was going to lunge at him with a knife, the 14-year-old kid. And John Williams made a good point. He's like, well, this is a 14-year-old. Don't you want to hold accountable the 17, 18-year-old and 19-year-olds that were in the car? I mean, it's a sticky wicket, but I don't know, man. This law seems like it is all sorts of unconstitutional. You're really going to charge somebody for murder because their friend got murdered? I don't know, man. Seems very weird. Oh, man, I think we're under attack. Nah, it's just practice for a show. The planes are putting on a show this weekend in Chicago. It costs millions of dollars for each of these planes, and there are like 15 of them that just fly over towns and parades and celebrations, and I'm not sure what we could cut in the budget. I just don't know. You know, I think about it every day. What could we cut to make sure that we still have social services and safety? And I just don't know. Anyway, maybe it's good for Chicagoans to know what it must feel like to live in Mogadishu, because that's what happens all afternoon today. I don't know. I'm not trying to be a downer on the Aaron Water Show, But it's this kind of stuff when you see, it's just like, it's muscle flexing. Look how much money we have. Is there a need for 40 planes? I don't understand. Yeah, I don't want to get on the wrong side. It's my birthday. I don't want to get on the wrong side of military, so we'll stop right there. We were getting all worried about the Asian carp getting into Lake Michigan, but nobody was minding the store when it came to jumping worms. A new report says that jumping worms are here. They shouldn't be, and now they're just jumping everywhere. I didn't read the report, but my guess is that jumping worms are bad. But then again, if they're jumping in the pipes or jumping with disease, I don't know. That's bad, but I think this is a nice evolution for the worm, right? They didn't do anything before that. Have you ever seen a worm jump? Have you ever wanted to see a worm jump? Yes. All we've seen worms do is kind of wiggle, and then they're like, that's all they do? Yeah, moving on. Now, thinking that these things are going to jump up in the air, think of all the games. Think of all the dice games we can have around jumping worms. Put the worm down there, throw the money down, how high it gets, like watermelon seed spitting. Jumping worm competitions next. In sports, the Bears are back in the field tomorrow night against the New York Giants. The starters won't even suit up. At this point, they've been practicing for a couple weeks, so who cares? Preseason is overrated. This is not a rookie squad. It's got Khalil Mack, Kyle Long, and Allen Robinson, and I can't think of any old guys on this team. Are there any old guys on this team? Seriously, is Kyle Long the oldest guy? There's no 44-year-old punter or long snapper who plays cards on the side. Joe Buck's going to be like, you know what he does in his offseason? He plays poker, and he's 50. We don't have one of those guys? Yeah. The Cubs, man, they ran into the buzzsaw that was the Phillies last night, 11-1 drubbing. Could it be because the Phillies brought that old guy back to be the hitting coach? I don't know what was, man, but the Cubs are starting to get the road yips. It's like the team that adopted John Lester's weird mental block about throwing the first and applied it to playing on the road. And in less than a week, the 3.5-game lead in the Central, poof, gone like that. Gone like when Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear. The Cardinals are tied for the Central lead. Technically, the Cardinals are percentage points ahead, so the Cubs right now are in the wild card, which, if the season ended today, means they would face Max Scherzer in Washington. In other words, time to start thinking about the offseason. Come on, Cubs. The Sox, though, how about a nice series win against the Astros? The Astros' pitching was outrageously bad. We expect that from our staff, but the Astros gave up 16 hits in that game or something. Way to go, White Sox, though. Tim Anderson, 4-for-5. McCann, a grand slam. Jimenez, a homer and a double. Abreu with a couple more RBIs. He has 86 RBIs, by the way. And as the hit parade comes back to the South Side, Luis Robert almost hit for the cycle last night in Charlotte. Dude's so ready for the majors. Now, the way I see it, the Sox should double down, bring all the Cuban players to Chicago. I'm really thinking about this. Make that like kind of like the sideshow. You got, I don't know, I could think of two players that could come to the G-rate right now to serve that. Yasiel Puig is currently in Cleveland. I think he's on a one-year deal. Go get him, bring him to Chicago, especially now that he's played in the AL Central. He knows how to beat the Tigers. And then I would go get Yoenis Cespedes. Right? Remember this guy? I don't know what his contract is like in New York. It's probably huge. It's probably like $600 million. You know that guy signed like a 15-year, $600 million. And then, of course, he's got the heels problems, like surgeries on his heels. But you know what? He'll be back. And I'm sure he'll have to switch to the American League because he can't run. You know who else couldn't run? Jim Thome. You know what I mean? Cespedes slides right into that DH role in Chicago and does what he does best. Hit home runs and hit the IL for a couple stints and then hit some more home runs. Right? I mean, he's got to be better than Yonder Alonso. I'll take it. All right. That's Laura Wacker Live for now. Sorry for the rant about my birthday earlier, but like Demi Lovato says, sorry, not sorry. Actually, you know what? That's my karaoke jam. I don't make a big deal about sorry, not sorry. And I realized I couldn't go as high as Demi, so what I do is I give it the old country feel, like a Waylon Jennings style. So I'll say, baby, I'm sorry, not sorry. It works, right? I could do the whole thing right now. I need the karaoke machine in front of me. Beats by West Restless. We'll see you tomorrow.